Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today to discuss the Alpha STEM. I'm Rebecca Shafir of the Halliwell Center in Sudbury, Mass., in charge of alternative and complementary services. I offer executive function training, neurofeedback, and biofeedback for those that prefer to go the non-medication route for ADHD and its coexisting conditions. Many of our patients, ADHD or not, suffer from anxiety, depression, and insomnia. I've started using the Alpha STEM as a standalone treatment or as a complement to other methods. Does the Alpha STEM work for everyone? No, but it has helped so many of our patients that I thought it would be good to inform others about what it can do for them. Now I have the pleasure of introducing Dr. Jeffrey Marksberry. He is my go-to physician for the Alpha STEM products. Dr. Marksberry also serves as the Vice President of the Science and Education Division for Electromedical Products International, Inc. That's EPI, E-P-I, the company that makes the Alpha STEM. So thank you, Dr. Marksberry, for joining us today.
Yes, thanks very much for having me.
You bet. So I just want to make one comment to our audience that if they have to leave this webinar early, I encourage them to read more about the Alpha STEM at www.alpha-stem.com. So moving along, Dr. Marksberry, thanks again for joining us. Would you just please describe the Alpha STEM device for our audience?
Sure. Alpha STEM is a medical device based on electricity. So rather than taking a pill, which is chemical driven, the Alpha STEM uses electricity and current to treat the brain. It's done with ear clip electrodes that you just place on the earlobes, wear that for 20 minutes to 60 minutes, and that's FDA approved and indicated for the treatments of anxiety, insomnia, and depression. And you can use the same current with handheld probes to treat peripheral pain on the body. So we have a whole field of pain management specialists that use this to treat the knees or the lower back or shoulder, any type of pain that you may have. And that's a very quick 2 to 5 minute treatment.
Wonderful. And what I like so much about it, Dr. Marksberry, is that it's small. It's almost like the size of a cell phone, and you can put it in your pocket, and it's very non-obtrusive. It's a very handy little device and very easy to operate, I might say.
That's what we're going for. It is easy. It's something that, that you can use in the clinic, but a patient can have this at home. I've taught lots of patients to treat themselves or their spouse to treat them. If it's pain on the lower back or shoulder, that gets a little more complicated. But it's something you can do at home. It's non-invasive, and it's a passive treatment. So it's something you can do while you're watching TV, while you're at your desk. We have a lot of practitioners that use this while they do other modalities. You mentioned biofeedback. We have people that do biofeedback, neurofeedback, or EMDR treatments, or even just their group sessions they do with their psychiatrist, psychologist. They may use the Alpha STEM during or prior to that to help them relax before they go into those sessions.
That's a very good point. And, what we have found at the Halliwell Center is when it's used in that way, the sessions are much more productive. There seems to be more flexible thinking on the part of the patient. There are better listeners. Many good things that come from combining the Alpha STEM with other modalities.
That's correct. Yeah, one plus one does not always equal two. So, you're adding Alpha STEM and you may be adding, biofeedback, but you're actually getting better results than the two put together. They work synergistically, and we see that especially when you want your patient relaxed. And a group session or a talk therapy, behavioral therapy, it's great when your patient's relaxed because they do open up more, they talk more, they communicate better when they're more relaxed. And so the Alpha STEM can help them get to that place before they go into those sessions or during.
Well, that's for sure. Can you explain how does the Alpha STEM work to reduce the anxiety, depression, and insomnia, and pain as well? What is exactly happening as best as we know?
Well, mechanistically, we know that the device itself is all the treatments based on the waveform. We've been on the market since 1981, and our first unit, the Alpha STEM 2000, was about 40 pounds and the size of a suitcase. So it was very large, but the waveform itself that it produced is still what we use today, even though it's much smaller, like you said, like the size of a telephone. That is what's specific. And just like every white pill is not the same. Every device is not the same. So all of our research and all of our safety data is based on that waveform. So when we apply that waveform to the brain with our ear clip electrodes, we see an increase in certain neurochemicals like serotonin, endorphins, chemicals that make you feel good. We've seen a decrease in cortisol, your stress hormone, over time as you continue to use AlphaStim. And then if you look at brainwave changes, actually look at imaging studies of the brain, we see that the device puts you into an alpha state. So that means you're very relaxed, like you've done meditation or biofeedback, how you feel really calm. Yoga, maybe that'll put you into an alpha state. So this will do that for you. So we see the patient's really calm and relaxed. So that's great for anxiety, great for depression, the neurochemical changes. Insomnia, we see it really normalizes your sleep pattern. It's not something you'd use at bedtime to put you to sleep. But if you use the AlphaStim during the day and use it consistently, you will start to see sleep changes over time. And that generally equates to more minutes of sleep. So you may go to sleep a little earlier, sleep a little bit better. You don't wake up at night like a lot of people do. So it fits into just more minutes of sleep. And when we talk about pain, there's really two ways to treat that. We can treat the body. And if you think about pain and your knee hurts, you may do things to alleviate that on your knee. But all that really is being processed in your brain also. So we want to do a peripheral approach. We treat the knee with the probes. And we work on the pain loop. The idea that your knee is sending a signal to your brain saying something's wrong here, protect it, take care of it. And we're actually just modulating that signal. We're changing that from a pain signal to a pain-free signal. So it doesn't work forever, and it will wear off over time. But if you used AlphaStim consistently, you'll get longer and longer-lasting results and better results. And the key to that also is that we're going to treat the brain afterwards. So 2-3 minutes on the knee, 20 minutes on the brain, and we've treated the peripheral nervous system and the central nervous system, and that two-prong approach is very successful for pain management.
Excellent. You know, we do have many patients who come into us who are self-medicating with meditation or trying to, and they're finding that meditation for some can be a noisy, overwhelming experience. It's not as calming for them as it can be for others. And they have been discouraged from using meditation until they tried using the AlphaStim and found that they were able to get into the zone, as they call it, a lot easier, so that they feel they're really getting the benefit from the time they're setting aside to meditate.
I have heard that before, and when we treat, we treat practitioners, doctors, and different medical professionals when we do medical conferences. They come to the booth, they want to try it out, and inevitably, if they have experience meditating, or they're avid meditators, then they almost feel it instantly. As soon as they put the device on, they can see where it's headed, and they feel that they're going to be more relaxed. So we do have a lot of people that combine that, biofeedback, neurofeedback as well. It takes training to use those tools to get to where you can relax yourself and put yourself in an alpha state. So many times the practitioners will use this in the beginning to show kind of the goal. This is what you're shooting for, this really deep calm. So we have practitioners that use both of those. Hypnosis is another one. I've had psychiatrists and psychologists that use hypnosis tell me they can get a deeper induction because the patient is more relaxed and more willing to participate in the treatment and really engage in it.
Yeah, isn't that something? I do understand that the AlphaStim is not for everyone. Those who have powered implanted medical devices like defibrillators, cochlear implants, those people are not good candidates for use of the AlphaStim. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we have a couple precautions, and that's the main one. An implanted medical device, so anything that actually is powered. So we deal with people that have deep brain stimulators, spinal stimulators a lot. We work with a lot of people that have spinal cord injuries. So if they have a stimulator like that that's powered, that runs continually, they probably should not use AlphaStim. Patients contact us to see if they can. What we recommend is that they actually talk to those manufacturers. We know nothing's going to happen to the AlphaStim. It will be safe, but the implanted device is what we're concerned about, the pacemaker or defibrillator. So we will speak to those manufacturers, give them our specifications, and usually they'll come back to the patient and give them a yes or no, is it safe. But if they have that surgical metal, rods or plates or screws, those are okay, and hearing aids are okay. Prosthetic limbs and prosthetic valves, heart valves are okay, as long as it's nothing that's powered that actually has a power source.
Interesting. And also you want to avoid people who are pregnant should not also use that AlphaStim, correct?
That's correct to this point. We don't have any research with pregnancy, so we just consider that a contraindication as well.
Okay. And, you know, I get a question all the time because we have to see a lot more kids these days with anxiety. How safe is it, particularly for developing brains?
Well, there are no age restrictions according to the FDA, so pediatric and geriatric use is completely fine. What we see commonly used with children is just what you're mentioning, ADD. ADHD is a huge one. We have a lot of practitioners who treat autistic children, and they'll use a device. My theory has always been that the AlphaSim is most effective for anxiety. And if you have patients that have ADD and ADHD, there is an anxiety component there. Tourette's as well, autism as well, especially when they're around their peers in a school setting, their anxiety tends to increase because they feel, you know, like they're being judged. So if they can decrease that anxiety, they tend to perform better. The AlphaSim putting you in an alpha state can help you focus. So you do tend to do better in school. We have research that's been done with ADD and ADHD as well as Tourette's, autism, so things like that. So we've seen really beneficial progress in that area. So we have a lot of pediatricians now who use the device in really different ways. I think one of the most interesting, I spoke to a doctor that uses this in the pediatric ICU when they do procedures. So anytime they have blood draws or they got to put in an IV, they can use the AlphaSim a little bit before. They'll put the ear clips on, let the patient relax and be more calm before they do those procedures.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. And can it eventually replace a medication for anxiety, depression, or insomnia, or at least limit the dosages that people have to take for these conditions?
Yeah. There have been a couple studies which have shown that patients are able to reduce their medication by one-third to one-half, and that's typical. Now, we have psychiatrists, we have doctors that call us with the same question. We say always, you know, if the patient contacts, we always recommend going back to your doctor. Don't stop those things cold turkey, obviously. That's difficult. So work with your physician. But many times they're able to do that. We work with a few addiction clinics that use it for that reason. It helps them wean off the drugs and the medication they're on, and patients going through, you know, detox and withdrawal. They don't sleep well. There's a lot of anxiety. They're very agitated, so it can help with that. But it really helps them get off those medications and drugs easier and quicker than they normally would.
And another question that I often get asked is long-term effects of using the AlphaSim. The positive ones we're starting to see, obviously, and I would like you to talk a little bit more about that. In other words, you know, of course, anxiety ranges in different degrees of severity, but do you recommend a protocol, so to speak, where people use it every day for, let's say, a few weeks, and then it starts to, what, does the brain default to this new rhythm so that the person doesn't need to have the AlphaSim every day? How does that work?
What we recommend and what we've seen in research is that if a patient uses the device daily for the first 4 to 6 weeks, that's most effective. In a clinic setting, when we say this and when we do trainings with doctors, you can't have a patient come in every day, so it's not necessarily realistic for everyone. If they can use it once or twice a week, that is good. They can still get cumulative results over time, so they still get better and better. But if you can use it every day for 4 to 6 weeks, you can see a really significant improvement. What patients tend to do at that point is to taper down. They'll go down to every other day. And what we see, according to our survey data, and we have surveys for device users, that at 6 months out, they're typically using the AlphaSim once or twice a week, and that helps them maintain the results they've already got. So we see patients that, you know, at 6 months and a year may not need the device anymore, and they feel like they've outgrown it, they don't need it. And then, you know, something happens in their life. Maybe they get a job change or divorce or a death in the family, and they tend to pull the device out and use it again to help them, get over that stressful period in their life. Uh-huh. So we do see that patients do continue to use it, or at least have it in the back of their mind that if something happens, I can use it again rather than turning to a medication or, you know, going to get a prescription from the doctor.
Absolutely, or worse, you know, smoking or drugs of any other sort.
Now, they're mentioning long-term, we do have some long-term studies that show even 18 months and 24 months out, some of the results you get will remain. They'll be residual. And that's not going to be as effective as when you were using it every day or every other day, but some degree of the improvement will stick with you, you know, months down the road.
That's wonderful. Are there any negative long-term effects that you suspect?
Now, what we've seen as far as adverse events and side effects, the most common reported will be a headache, and that's about 1 in 1,000 patients experience a headache. We know the current can relax muscles, so patients that have, you know, tension in the neck and the jaw, those muscles can relax, and when you relax those muscles, you can actually cause a headache. Not as severe as a migraine, but it is a headache they'll notice, but typically that will go away within 20 to 30 minutes. It really doesn't last much longer than that. The second thing we might see is some irritation on the earlobe where you wear the clip. That's especially true in someone who's very fair skin, maybe red hair, and they wear the device for an hour at a time, and they can get a little bit of redness. It's pretty unusual, but we do see that occasionally. As far as long-term, we've never seen anything last more than, you know, the headache or the skin irritation. So as long as we've been on the market, we've never had any serious adverse events reported, and nothing long-term has ever been reported either.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And what experience have had through other practices regarding insurance reimbursement? If you have a diagnosis of generalized anxiety disorder, depression or insomnia or ADHD, what has been the track record? And particularly, of course, any kind of injury that brings about, brings pain along with it. What has the experience been, the track record for insurance reimbursement?
Now, there are some CPT codes and billing codes that you can use for using the device itself, and some of those fall for pain under the TENS codes. Now, when you're talking about the device itself for reimbursement, there's no insurance reimbursement for anxiety, insomnia, and depression, so the mental health aspect is still catching up. Now, the FDA has recently placed our device into Class 2, which means it's safe and proven effective, so that will help us to get that in the near future. Currently, if you have a pain indication, you're using the device for pain, there is some reimbursement for that. It depends on your insurance. If you have DME inclusion, you have a much better chance. Workers' comp is pretty good reimbursement as well. And the best thing to do is really we have an insurance specialist in our office. You can call in and speak with them, and they'll help you figure out, you know, what percentage or how much of the device will be covered in that situation.
And if a client goes ahead and purchases a device, what kind of support have you there at the Epi company for that kind of assistance?
Well, we have an excellent customer service department, 8 to 5 Central. We're always open that we can work with the patients on the basics of how to get your device, how to get your prescription from your practitioner, if you have insurance questions. Myself and a couple other people are in the clinical support team, so if you have questions as far as using it clinically, what to expect, what other protocols can I try? If it's not working for me, we can troubleshoot that way. I do a weekly webinar with practitioners, so any practitioner who's new to YalphaStim that wants to learn, you know, the science, the safety, the protocols is welcome to get on that webinar. It takes about an hour for us to go through that, and we take questions at the end. So we make sure they get all their questions out. They're comfortable with it. The device has a very effective training DVD that goes with it. For cranial stimulation, it's very quick and only about a 3-minute video, but it shows you how to go through the steps to prepare the device, use it, what to expect. And then we have about a 20-minute video that shows you how to treat pain on the body. So with all that, and of course we have a technical support, so if something does happen to your device, it's not working properly, then we have a technical support here that can troubleshoot with you, and in the case that it's not working, send it in, and then we'll repair that or replace it for you.
And I must say, I can bear witness to the wonderful support services that you all have provided, not just to me as a clinician, but to my clients as well. So thank you for all that support. It definitely improves their confidence in the use of the device. So that's excellent.
That's great to hear. We work really diligently to make sure that patients are satisfied. And really for practitioners, you know, we've had a lot of practitioners buy the device, and then if they don't get training, if they don't ask questions, then typically they won't feel comfortable with it. And if the practitioner doesn't feel comfortable with it, they're not going to use it, and the patients won't feel comfortable with it. So it's a good chain of events to see a practitioner really understand it, take off with it. They explain it well, and then they introduce it to their patients, and it really spreads from there.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons, too, that when I see a client at the Halliwell Center, I set them up for like a half an hour session. We will try a 20-minute alpha stim experience, so to speak, but I will get to know them, get to know how they're walking in the room, what they're feeling like, getting some basic baseline data and explaining it to them as thoroughly as they want to hear, and then experiencing it and then making those comparisons, but walking them through it as if they are talking to themselves as to when to adjust the intensity levels or the time duration really helps them leave saying, gee, I really understand how this works. I could talk to myself. This is something that I would like to have my on my own. And I think that really, really helps the experience so that it doesn't end up in the drawer like so many other gadgets that profess to do some of the same things, you know.
And what we've seen be effective, too, especially with our military members that we work with, and we work a lot with the VA and the DOD centers, and in the active duty, the DOD, those men and women are fairly young. They do have pain. They have different problems. But overall, they don't necessarily think that they're sick or they need help a lot of times. So what we've seen, especially with the mental health care providers there, is that they really focus on tracking improvement. So if the patient comes in day one, you know, they want a scale of 1 to 10 on how anxious you are or how did you sleep or your pain level. So they can track that. When the patients come back on, you know, for the second and third treatments, the patient can actually look there in their chart and see, okay, I was a 7, and after treatment I was a 4, and then, you know, they can see the progress, and that really instills in them that there's some value to this. They are seeing results, so they're much more compliant when they get the device. They tend to use it, you know, much more frequently, and then and get the benefits that they deserve to get.
Yeah, that's true, and it's interesting to see the other family members, how they react to their family member who's using the Alpha Stim. That's also wonderful feedback as well, so we can see how it's affecting other people around them to be more.
That's right, and sometimes they'll report better results than the actual patients will. You know, they'll say it is definitely working for my husband or my wife, and where the actual patient may be like, yeah, you know, I think I feel some improvement, but the spouse is definite that there's improvement.
Dr. Marksberry, is there anything else that you think our audience needs to know or would find helpful regarding the Alpha Stim?
I'd say to try it. You know, if you think you have some type of anxiety, insomnia, depression, or pain, then you're probably a candidate for it. It is non-invasive. You don't have to, you know, have any type of surgery. You're not taking a medication with a long list of harmful side effects. So really the worst that can happen is nothing. We do give patients a 30-day money-back guarantee so they can try the device. If they send it back after 30 days, we charge a 10% restocking fee, so there is a charge. But they do get to try it 30 days with minimal investment and see if it works for them. And 30 days is a very good trial. If you use it, you know, fairly consistently over that 30 days, the patient's going to know if it's helping them or not. And practitioners also, they get to try the device and same thing, see what they think about it. So I think the best thing we, you know, the best advice we give patients is to try it and see what happens. If it doesn't work for you, return it. But really the worst that's going to happen is nothing.
Excellent. All right, Dr. Marksberry, thank you so much for your time, and I'll just share with our audience that if you are local to the Halliwell Center Metro West, that's in Sudbury, Massachusetts, and you'd like to come in and try the Alpha Stim and learn more about it, please call the office at 978-287-0810. That's 978-287-0810. And we'll set you up for a 30-minute Alpha Stim experience. So thank you again, Dr. Marksberry, and all of you for listening today. Goodbye.